I move that we approve the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I believe our next item is personnel actions. Are there any names for approval?
For the first time in several months, we don't have any names for approval.
I didn't think I saw any on the list, but just to make sure.
We're working on a few, though.
Okay, so we're good to go for a minute. We need to approve some extracurricular schedules that were provided in board packets. Is there any discussions or comments about any of those?
I do have one more to add. Green River Junior High basketball. You want to take a quick look at that? I didn't see anything unusual.
Superintendent, no additional competitions on any of them?
No additional competitions. You may note that Emory High Baseball has an out-of-state trip.
It's the baseball, I was
thinking. That has been approved in the past, and it would be at the board's discretion whether you want to approve that as presented, or if you want to get an itinerary and details from the coach, then we could have him come in January.
I would make that request.
Okay.
How many years have they been doing that tournament?
Well, they did Montrose up until last year, and then we had some changes in coaching staff, and they requested going back to Mesquite.
So this is Mesquite tournament.
Yeah, this is the Mesquite trip. So this would just be the second. Before Montrose, Emory High used to go to Mesquite quite often.
Yeah. Good.
So the proposal is to
table that one.
Or shall we have a discussion?
With the exception of that one competition.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, we have a motion to approve those activity schedules.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second that.
What did you say?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Just a second. Who seconded that?
Did you second that?
We next have the approval of an updated job description.
Go ahead.
Jared and Larry, do you guys want to
Jared's got that.
Jared's got the information.
That's right here. So this is the job description for the transportation secretary. We've reviewed and evaluated that and updated a couple of the duties on that job description and changed it from a grade 7 to a grade 10 as we discussed last month. And so just presented that to you for official approval, and then we'll get it in our personnel manual with the rest of our job descriptions. But any questions on that?
You said you discussed it with the transportation supervisor, and
yes,
everything's good there.
Yep. And everything we discussed last month about
it,
nothing's changed.
So it just brings it in line with the rest of.
Yep.
I move that we approve it as it's been presented to us.
I second it. All in favor?
Aye.
We also have a travel request for the robotics club.
Okay, this is from Rob Murray, who heads up the robotics club, and he was not able to be here tonight. He wanted to apologize for that. But he is asking for permission to take students on overnight trips for the robotics competitions. And some of those students would be middle school aged, which does require board approval. And so the details that he provided were that they're looking at three trips. One is to Cedar City, January 18th and 19th. One is to St. George on February 1st and 2nd. And then one is to Ogden on February 22nd and 23rd. Those are all Friday, Saturday competitions, so it's staying overnight Friday night. And he said there would be a total of 33 students traveling, and 18 of those were middle school aged, so a little bit over half, and that there would be six adult supervisors with the students. So he was hoping the board would feel that was appropriate supervision and consider that for the, it would be sixth grade on up. There are no elementary students participating.
I think it's a wonderful opportunity for the kids. My one concern is, as I read the list, there was only one female supervisor, and I think there were 10 girls. Was that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's actually 16 if you count. Oh, yeah. Six middle school. All right, 10 altogether. Sorry, six middle school.
I think it would be advisable to have another female
advisor. At least a second
female advisor.
Yeah, we can let him know that, certainly. I agree.
Okay. With that recommendation, I would move that we approve it.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Okay.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Well, we're up to principal's report. You're up, Yvonne.
Drum roll.
Yeah. we're glad to have you here with us at Canyon View. So we didn't have a board meeting at Canyon View last year, so it's actually been, this is going on a year and a half since we've last had you in our building, so we're really glad you're here with us, because there have been a lot of changes come to this school in this last year and a half. Since you were last here with us, we've become a middle school instead of a junior high, and that's been an adventure in and of itself. We feel like that we have learned a lot, we've changed a lot, we've had a lot of growth take place here in our building, and so it's been a good experience. I also feel very fortunate that in all of these moves that we were able to get so many elementary teachers or people with an elementary background in our school, because they brought a lot of experience with this younger age of kids. So I think that's been a real bonus to us. And with that said, I feel like we truly have the best faculty and staff in the district. This is an amazing group of people to work with. And since it has been 2 years since you've been here, there's been a lot of changes in personnel in this building as well. So just a quick rundown of who is in what department, just to make sure that you know those things. So first of all, we have all things Canyon View and Secretary Extraordinaire, we have Roma Brotherson with us. She takes care of everything in the building and just keeps everything running and moving. She's amazing. Our science department is made up of Carl Jensen and Haley Horton. Our language arts is Jody Citrus and Tina Allred. Our math department is Janet Yule and Haley Horton. Our history department is Sydney Jukes. The whole department is all right there. And we feel really fortunate to have had her come on with us too. That's been a real bonus to us. Our CCA department is Dina Jennings, Janine Chinoff, and Dane Warwood, another one of our new teachers this year. Our music department is made up of David Bird that does the chorus and Kelly Warwood that takes care of the band. Both do an amazing job. Our PE is Mr. Marty Prettyman. Our special ed department is Rick Bird, does a great job with those kids. Our art is Jackie Wine. Our counselor is Lance Whitfall, and again, another one we feel really fortunate to have had his name this year. Our trackers and aides, we have Marlene Fawcett, Amanda Abaglin, Corey Bolden, Parma Galloway, Kathy Hansen, Becky Jorgensen, Andrea West, and just on day two, we have Thomas Burr has joined us. We have a new librarian as well, Jenny Durant, and our custodial staff is Ellen MacArthur, Marie Greenan, and Jody Taylor. And then our lunch department is Gloria Wilson is our lunch manager, and then Peggy Kremers works with her. And so every one of these members of our staff plays a huge and important role in our school. And each of them go above and beyond what's truly expected of them or what's in their job description. And it's because of them that this is such a great place to work, and it's a great school for our students. So I just want to give those that are here with us tonight a big round of applause. I feel really fortunate to work with them, and not only them, but the students that we have here. We have amazing students, and most of the parents are pretty good too. There's a few we'd give away to somebody. But our student numbers this year are just under 240. We're right about 240, and actually today we had a new enrollment come. So
you never know where we're at with that enrollment. It's kind of always in flux a little bit. So we're excited to, and it's a good student. We've had siblings before, so we're excited to get them back. We believe that student involvement is very important in school, and not only in school, but in their success overall, in academics and then just in preparing them for life. We feel very appreciative of the board for approving our cross-country program that we were able to implement this fall. That really opened up another opportunity for a lot of our students to be involved in something right at the beginning of the school year. So thank you for that. It was a really positive experience for our students, and they performed very well. Our other extracurricular teams have also had very good seasons up to this point in the year, and they not only have done well on the courts and the fields, but they also represent us very well as they're out in the communities and in the different schools. So we're appreciative of them. Our student council is another really amazing group that I want to mention. This is a group of students that works really hard to get other students involved in things. We believe that learning leadership skills and then having an opportunity to demonstrate and use those skills is important. So our student body officers, our student council, they are responsible for our morning announcements, our daily pledge, our daily joke, and taking care of other things that have to happen in the morning. They also plan many of our activities and actually follow through with the activity until the end. So that's been a really great group of kids. Jody Citrin and Carl Jensen are kind of over them. They take charge of them. We've implemented a lot of programs at Canyon View in the last few years. One of the programs that we feel really good about and that's continued since the first year I was here in this role, our Cougar Pride program. That's been a very positive way for us to recognize good things that are going on with our students in the classroom and in the school. And a lot of it falls to teachers. They give out cards to students every day. And in addition to that, they send home postcards and make contact with parents on a weekly basis just to make sure that parents are aware of the good things that their students are doing. Community members have also been very supportive of us in this program. They come and they support us in our end of the month drawings. And we're also very fortunate to have so many good community partners that support this program, because without them, we couldn't keep it running the way it does. We appreciate that. Mr. Witzel, another program that we have here we feel really good about, he has implemented some skills groups in the school, and he works with students that can improve in some of their social skills, learn some appropriate behaviors. He's done a really great job with those kids. He's also been really instrumental in helping our student council get our intramural program going. It's been good. We just started our first round of dodgeball today, so it's always an event when we get something new going, and it's going well. But again, that's another way that we really like to encourage positive involvement in the school and keep the kids moving in a good direction. Another program that we implemented and have made several changes to in the last couple of years, we implemented extensions in our school because we felt it was really important to create some opportunities for our students to try some different things. Being a small school, it's hard to have electives for the students to choose. So this is one way we've been able to offer some opportunities to our students to get everybody involved. We thought it was a great program, so we just kind of kept changing it. This year, we've made another change, an adjustment to that program, because not only do we feel it's important for our students to have these extension opportunities, but we feel it's really important for our students to have opportunities to have interventions, to have additional opportunities to get some reteaching and to relearn maybe some things they didn't quite understand. So this year, we've made some changes. So on Mondays and Tuesdays, every student participates in an intervention. They have a chance to go work with a teacher. Teachers have the opportunity first to identify students they have noticed were maybe a little bit behind in an assessment of some sort, and they reteach on Mondays and then they reassess on Tuesdays. Students that are all caught up, they have an opportunity to do some other things that they feel they need to take care of. Still, school, homework type of things, but where they're here and they can ask questions. They have the resources to be able to take care of those things. So we feel like that's really been a great way to use some of our time. And then on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, our students all participate in extensions. So that's been another really good opportunity for our students to be able to be involved in things that maybe they never would have. Who knew we could teach the ukulele here? We have, and it's been good. So through this program, we have increased our focus on reteaching, reassessing, because we feel it's really important for all of our students to have the opportunity to learn and not simply be taught, because there is a difference. This takes time, though, for that to happen. And again, that all goes back to our teachers that have put in the time and the effort to create those opportunities for our students. And through these programs, we have been able to see some real positive academic success. And now, just kind of winding up, in light of our recent safety concerns we've had here at our school, we have made some efforts to improve our safety procedures and create a greater awareness of what's going on. We're fortunate enough to have already started this procedure just over a year ago when we installed our electronic door system. So by installing that system, we feel like we're better able to assure that our building is secure. We also have the ability to lock down the building pretty quick. Through the click of a button, we can make that happen. So we feel like that gives us some assurances. We're also in the process of adding some additional safety features through our door system. During the day, the only door in the building that is unlocked is the front door. So that is the entry for everybody. So one of the new systems that will be put in place is just another assurance at that door. We'll have a little more control of who actually gets in the building from that particular spot. So we feel like that's been a really good thing for us. Another improvement we've made in some of our safety procedures, we have moved Mr. Rick Bird. He was out in the trailer. We've moved him back inside the building. We felt like that was a safer way to monitor our students and make sure that things were well there. At Canyon View, we're always looking for ways to improve our safety and look for appropriate ways and appropriate interventions to address students' mental health concerns as well. We feel like that's a concern that needs to be kind of on the forefront of all schools. During some of this process that we've been working on, I and we as a school have also really appreciated the support we have received from the district, from Sheriff Funk, from our county attorney Mike Olson, from Four Corners, from DCFS, and a lot of other services in the community. So that's where we are as a school. Thank you.
Thanks, Yvonne. Thank you. It's always fun to hear what's going on in the schools, and I'm kind of lucky because I have a little mole that wanders around your school. So I'm kind of lucky we have them. So I hear things about Canyon View all the time. Good things. Do we have any questions or comments for Yvonne? Or?
You know, my comment would be that enthusiasm that you felt as she was talking just permeates the school. It makes a lot of difference. I smiled when I was here one day and she was giving an announcement. Roma said, gee, it makes me want to go to homework class, and I thought the same thing. That makes it sound so, it makes you feel so enthused about it. Maybe I'll come back after school and go to homework class. But I really appreciate that. And the teachers are so dedicated, and I'm just really impressed.
Yeah, don't hear too many scary things about Canyon View, so must be doing a good job. Looks like we're up on to the superintendent's report.
Okay, well, I want to dovetail off Yvonne's report and brag on Canyon View a little bit. Yesterday, Dave Bird brought some members of the chorus down to our administrative council meeting. We hold one of those meetings off-site each December, and we bring in some local entertainment, and there were about, 15 kids, Yvonne?
Yeah.
Eighth graders. And Dave Bird was conducting. They sang three beautiful holiday songs for us and really set the mood for the holidays to come. So we appreciate that, Yvonne. Thank you for that. Jesse was part of that meeting as well. I want to thank her for coming. She was able to meet the principals and supervisors and she wasn't there for the whole meeting, but for a good part of it, so she got a good feel and a good understanding of what we do there and some of the things that we work on. So thanks for participating in that, Jesse. We recently held through the Service Center a legislative luncheon Representative Watkins, Representative Albrecht, and Senator Hinkins were in attendance, as well as representatives from Carbon and Emory School Districts. And Jared and Tracy were there representing the Emory School District. We had a chance to talk with those legislators about some of the issues that we have in rural areas and in our rural areas specifically. And I personally felt a lot of support coming from those people. They know what we're up against out here, and I think they're going to fight for our needs in this legislative session coming up in January. So we appreciate the attendance of Emory County representatives there. Also, thanks to Marie for coming to our Juvenile Justice Committee meeting that was held in November. And in that meeting, we had a presentation by the state supervisor of the Juvenile Court Mediator Program, which deals specifically with truancy issues. And it holds some promise for us. You may be aware that there have been some dramatic changes in the juvenile court system, especially as it relates to court referrals. And one of the things that is no longer being referred to juvenile court is truancy. And as a result of that, truancies are skyrocketing around the state, and there's not a lot we can do to stop it. This program brings parents, school officials, and the student together with the mediator to develop a plan for resolving these truancy issues, really getting at the heart of why the student is not coming to school. The problem with the mediator program, as we learned, is there are three mediators from the entire state of Utah. And my concern, as I expressed in that meeting, was by the time we make the referral and you set up an appointment, these kids having truancy issues will have added another 10 sluffs to their absences. And there wasn't a lot that was said after that that made me feel any better. But I'm going to be pushing this. I'm going to be lobbying for more mediators around the state. We should have one at least in the southeastern part of the state through our service center. But it was a very informative presentation. Also, the board may recall that I talked in the past about an organization called the Coal Country Strike Force. Anybody remember that? I know you look puzzled when I talked about it, but it's an organization. They're fighting for some grant money, up to $1 million in grant money, and it's a competitive grant through the University of Utah. This one is through the Kim Gardner Division of the University of Utah, and it involves professors, graduate students, some highly intelligent people, and they just put together a plan based on our demographics, based on the data that's coming out of Carbon and Emory area relevant to employment, to homelessness, to opioid abuse, all of the problems that we're having. And it's pretty telling, quite frankly, the issues we're having. High unemployment is part of that as well. And they put together a grant proposal. They've organized a committee. I'm on that committee. Superintendent Hatch from Carbon is on that committee. And late last week, it was announced that they were a finalist in that, one of three finalists. So they've been given additional funds to move forward to the next step. They'll be competing against two other organizations for that $1 million. And if they get that, what they plan on doing, a project called Silicon Slopes East, to bring a lot of technology companies, technology-based industry into this area. So it looks promising at this point. I've been impressed with the work they're doing, and it was encouraging to know that they have advanced to the final round. Committee updates. We will not have a December Juvenile Justice Committee meeting. But we will meet again January 28th. That will be at 3:30 p.m. at the district office. And we are, in that meeting, we are going to start to develop our first draft of a juvenile justice protocol for our school district. We've been working on that for about a year now, and we're ready to start putting things down in writing. Also, the technology committee, Roy, pay attention now, you're on this committee.
3:30 on Monday.
Okay, we've got December 10th coming up, 3:30 at the district office. We appreciate Roy's participation on that, and that committee has done an enormous amount of work, not only with the advancements in infrastructure and capacity and restructuring our technology, but also with the digital teaching and learning grant, which has benefited so many of our organizations. This year we're working on grant opportunities for schools and individuals, and we're also working on a reward program for innovation in technology through that technology committee. So really good things happening there. And I believe that is the end of my report.
All right. Questions and comments for superintendent? Who's going to grill him on anything? All right. Our next agenda item is any public comments. Anyone have anything to bring to our attention?
I have a question about the board members. So Laurel Johansson, she's obviously moved. Mm-hmm. So who is the new, is there a new president?
As of now, I'm vice president and therefore in charge of today. And in their January meeting, we will
reconfigure.
Yeah, re-nominate, re-vote.
So you haven't done that
vote.
Yet.
No, that won't be till January. Yeah.
That was my question.
Yep.
Thanks.
That was an easy one. Anything else?
Are you with local media?
I'm with ETV.
ETV? What's your name?
Dylan Smith.
Nice to meet you, Dylan. Thanks for being here.
Dylan, we usually elect a new president every January.
Oh, okay.
So we thought
that's normal.
Yeah, January is our normal
short
meeting,
time,
so
that's what the way
right. We'll do an interim. Mm-hmm. Hang out for a minute. Any other questions?
I have a question for the superintendent. In lieu of the threat that was made against our school, I'm wondering if there are any other things that maybe you guys have discussed or are going to put into place to protect the students and protect the faculty at Canyon View.
Well, as Yvonne mentioned, we've already approved and the bid has been awarded for modification of the entryway into a buzz-in system. We're also adding a surveillance camera into that entryway. The rest of the doors are secure, as she also explained. We do drills throughout the school year. Canyon View is current on those drills. Those drills, by the way, have evolved from what used to be a focus on fire drills to a myriad of evacuation drills. Secure in place drills, lockdown drills, evacuation to secondary sites in all of our schools district wide. And as far as additional funding for security improvements, the Utah legislature will be addressing that in the January session. The Superintendent's Association, Utah School Board Association, Utah State Board of Education have put their budget proposal forward. We discussed this with the legislators when we met with them, the local legislators when we met with them. The ask is $190 million to go towards security improvements and $36 million to go towards personnel, and that would be additional counselors, psychologists, resource officers, and hopefully that will go through. I'm confident it'll go through. I don't know if the ask will be approved, but the legislators are very supportive of this, and that'll give us an opportunity to dig a little deeper into providing secure measures. But we discuss this all the time. Our problem has been limited finances on what we can do. I know that all of our schools, you've seen it here at Canyonview, but all of our schools are doing everything that they can to provide safe environments. You're very limited with the major improvements because we just don't have the financial dollars to do those kinds of things. We need to do them district-wide. There's no question about it. But we're looking for some help from the legislature. I've also asked the principals when they submit their capital outlay request to think safety first, look at what you need in your buildings and include those things on your priority list, which they are currently working on. I don't think they've been submitted yet, have they, Jared?
A couple have, but not,
couple.
Not all.
So principals are working on those, and there should be some requests for financial support through capital outlay funding for safety improvements. So thanks for that question.
Thank you.
Comments or questions? All right, do we have closed?
Yes.
Items? Okay, then we need a motion to adjourn to closed meeting.
I move we adjourn. We move into closed meeting for personnel. Item, I know.
Yes, I have personnel item.
Okay.
I'll
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, well then we will move into closed meeting.
Thank you for coming. It's a busy time of year. Thank you for making time. I'm impressed.